let's talk about Social Security or insecurity. What's going on?
So, okay, we know we have this huge system that pays benefits to anyone who's retired as early as age 62, but usually 67 or 70. And last week, I mean, there was so much news, I think this got buried, and that is that the Social Security Board of Trustees kind of oversees the system. They said, we got a big financial problem with the system. You know, we've heard about it for a long time. But to be clear, we have a system where the number of people working right now pay benefits out to the people who are retiring. And for many years, while those baby boomers were working, there's so many of them, we built up extra money in the system. That was called the surplus. Now that all those boomers are retiring, we are seeing the depletion of that extra money. That surplus is disappearing. And so by the year 2033, which feels like it's around the corner, you know, if you ask me, especially as I'm getting closer to it, what happens is that the system will not have enough people paying into it and won't have enough money left to pay the benefits that are promised. So automatically in 2033, if nothing happens to the Social Security system, there will be automatic cuts that are enacted across the board. This is really important, gang. I know it seems like, oh, it's so far off. For many years, it did feel far off. But now we have 7 or 8 years to get to basically say to Congress, hey, fix the system. We cannot have people who are right now relying on Social Security, maybe making $2,000 a month from Social Security, to automatically see that amount go down dramatically from $2,000 to $1,500 a month. That's what would happen unless Congress acts.
So what can we do as citizens? Do we need to write our Congress people? What do we need to do?
Yes. I mean, I know that this sounds like very very elementary and very poli-sci 101. However, you know what? You've got to use your voice because political pressure will make this go to the front burner, right? Right now it's on the back burner. But if you're a legislator, you don't want to be the one who's like, oh, yeah, we raised Social Security taxes. Oh, yeah, in order to fix the system, which we should have done years and years ago, now we're forced to do it. You know when you have to do that? When everybody says, we'll boot you out of office unless you do it. And so that is, use your voice. Tell your Congress folks to go and fix the system. You personally should go to ssa.gov. Make sure you've created an account there and look at your projected benefits. If you want to be really on top of this, you look at these benefits and you say, hey, what would happen if I had a 20 or a 25% reduction to those benefits? Oh, my goodness. Maybe I don't want to put in a new bathroom. Maybe I want to put a little extra money in my 401k because if those benefits are cut, that means I'm going to have to change how I live potentially. Now, look, gang, I know I don't want to sound like, oh, the sky is falling. The sky is falling. In this case, the sky is preparing to fall. We really need to fix this because the time is ticking.
Now, what are some potential fixes for this?
You know, it's always funny when I talk to people who really study this, they say, you know what's a hard problem? Medicare. Medicare is a really hard problem. Medicare is a hard problem because, you know, there's so many different moving pieces. Social Security is a very easy problem to fix. The reason being that all you have to do is basically look at the different inputs into Social Security. So what you could do is you could raise the cap that right now exists on Social Security taxes. Every one of us, if you're an employee, you pay Social Security taxes, FICA, on the first $176,100 of income, okay? But after that, you don't pay into the Social Security system anymore, which is weird if you think about it. Like, well, do we have a place where we stop paying income taxes? No. So if we just raised the cap of Social Security, the wage base, it would fix the system. We could just, I mean, literally, you could raise it to $300,000. It would fix the whole system. You could increase the actual payroll tax from 6.2% to maybe like 6.35%. Maybe there would be an adjustment to the formula, or you could raise the retirement age. But I think raising the retirement age is really tough because, you know, very easy for me to say, like, I'm a dummy who sits in front of a microphone. It's not exactly taxing. But it's another thing to say to somebody who has a physical job. I'm a teacher. I'm a nurse. I am a construction worker. I'm going to raise the retirement age. I mean, those people would really suffer as a result. So I'm not a fan of raising the retirement age.
Jill, you always bring such great information and so many things to ponder. Anything else going on this week you're keeping an eye on?
Well, we've got some housing data that's going to come out, existing and new home sales, but I don't think there's going to be much there. We have the Fed Chair, Jerome Powell. He will be testifying before Congress. He does this twice a year. And then at the end of the week, we have something called personal income and spending. That's kind of important, more because the Fed likes one of the inflation measures inside of this. So we'll see. A lot of people have said, I'm really freaked out. I don't like what's going on in terms of the unrest. I feel nervous about tariffs. I feel nervous now about the Middle East. Let's see if they're adjusting their spending based on those nerves. We don't know.
Jill Schlesinger, CBS analyst. Thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Take care.